home again. Thank you for we can come into your presence again. Oh God, we are your friends. Moreover, we are your children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for you have called and we have said yes. Thank you for you have opened your doors and we have come in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray for all your people. God Almighty, you have all the might and all the power. You are our Jehovah Rapha. Oh, Father, I call upon you right now for your people that have braved everything and come to your presence. Lord, you have opened back up every door. I pray, my God, that through these doors, we come to find healing in Jesus' name. That we go out there with boiling blood to lift up your name and serve you as it is due to you among this public. Healthy. Healthy. And this bog that is out there, my God, you preserve your people. The world is trying to preserve us. The world is trying to preserve itself. But Lord, we know and we do not doubt that if you don't build the house, the builders, they are building in vain. And if you do not keep the city, those who are keeping the city are doing that in vain. So, Father, we know if your hand is upon your people, nothing will happen to them. And if the enemy ever succeeded to infect any of us, my God, you are our Jehovah Rapha. You are our healing and you will heal us. God, I pray anybody at AIM, anybody at Voices, anybody at Calvary Gospel Church, anybody and his family that this bug will attack, my God, I pray that your life together with this bug comes in this body, that the bug goes away and your life stays in. I pray that the blood of Jesus be the vaccine for your people in Jesus' name. The fact that they come to your house to worship you, God, no one has ever called in the name of Jesus to not be saved. Hallelujah. I pray today in the name of Jesus Christ that any one of us calling upon your name will not catch it. And even if it comes to us, you save us, you protect us, and you cure us in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And everyone say amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm in joy. I am just sparkling with joy because the doors are being opened again. And you guys, you know me. I love the people. I love being in the midst of my people. I love just running around and shaking those hands and hugging one another. I love it. And God knows it. That's why he brought me in his house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will protect us. He will defend us. He will heal and cure us. Hallelujah. And this morning, oh man, it was like 150 people in here. It was so beautiful. You feel the power of God in the house. The worship was so great that you could not stand. You had to dance. And you know me, I was just shouting all around. I was shouting all around. I was dancing all around. I don't care. My God is great. He loves me. I got to love him. I got to love him too. I got to love him back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And believe me, when you come to his presence with this enthusiasm, he always does something special. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And from this pulpit, today, a word of God has come out with an anointing for just this time around. If you were not here this morning, I beseech you in the name of the Lord, go on the internet, find it, and listen. I believe it was not Pastor Fabian talking to the people of God. It was God talking through him. And every word was so powerful. Powerful. Believe me. There was a great silence in the house. A deep silence in the house. And I believe my father told me, when you say things that are true, people cannot do but stay silent. So when you're speaking and you hear silence, you're saying the truth. And that was the truth. And God has still to talk. Because this time around, God has to speak. God has to speak through us. And he will speak because he wants us to be the best of us. And he wants us to succeed. And he wants us to come to him. And this world is just trying to keep us down here. It's not going to happen. Our God is not going to let us down here. He's going to take us his way, all the way to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming. Thank you for doing what you do for the Lord. It has a price that he will pray. He will not keep what is due to you. He has so much, he will not keep it. Amen? You may be seated. God bless you for coming. God bless you for coming. I want you to remember something. If it were not for God, if it were not for God, none of us would be alive today. None of us. Remember, there were babies that did not make it all the way to the 9 months. Among those who made it to the 9 months, some did not see the day. Among those who saw the day, some did not see the week and the month and the year. Some just made it through a year. But you and I are here. So, I made this comment to Pastor Seidel, and he was really shaken. Friday was my 59th birthday, and I feel like I am 99 years old. Why? I'm happy. I'm happy. I just see those who were born at around the same time, and we grew up together, playing together, and some did not even see 20. Some grew to be so powerful, so well seen, but they did not get to 30. I'm 59. Huh? 59. 9 years after a half century. That's so big. That's so big. I can't but say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen? So every day that you are alive, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. God bless you. I wanted to reiterate my thanks, my gratitude to all of you for everything you are doing for this ministry particularly. I know this pandemic has played a bigger big hole in our service to God. But individually, in our places, we have lifted up our hands from time to time to worship Him. And He is happy that you did not forget to worship Him during this time. So I'm here to tell you, the period is going away. The pandemic is going away. It is. But every time that God has seen His people through a situation, the other side is better than the side before the situation. Hallelujah! Blessings are coming, flowing after that. A change like never before is at the end of this pandemic. Oh, this is just a learning time. This is just God teaching time. Wait, when it's over, we will have grown. And we will have been blessed beyond measure. God bless you for not holding back. God bless you for not stopping worshiping. God bless you for doing all you can to read the Bible, to live the Bible. Thank you for doing so. He is happy, and I'm happy. For those who are watching from home, I would like you to know that all these situations around are not new to God. He holds it all and He manages it to His glory and to the good of them that loves Him. That's the Bible. Everything work together for the good of them that loves God. Those who are called. Praise God. Praise God. Today, I want to speak on the subject of in one place. In one place. And I have here Sister Evelyn to help us with reading the scriptures that I want us to use so we understand the theme in one place. Amen. Let's stand for the reading of the Word of God. It's one verse. We will read it, and we will sit, and we will leave the place for God to speak to us. Sister Evelyn, we will give you a mic, and we want you to read Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Come up, please. Come up. Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Evelyn. You may be seated for a little while. And you can read from your place if that's possible. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, wisdom, might, power, amen, glory, all of these is to you. You are the only one that is omniscient, knowing everything at every time and anywhere. You alone fits the description of being omnipotent. For you can do everything. And there is nothing impossible to you at any time, anywhere, with anybody, whatever the circumstance. You are the only one who can be everywhere and anywhere at the same time. That's why you are omnipresent. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, yes, and we leave everything at your feet right now. We are praying, God, that you take over, that you bless us with your word. Allow our heart to open, allow our mind to open, allow our souls to open.
Hallelujah.
Give us the grace to accept your word, yes, and let it transform us. Let it renew us. Let it strengthen us. For we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Time, space, and matter. Time, space, and matter. That's what our existence is made of. Time, space, and matter. But we are the same being at any given time. We don't change. We are the same being in any given place. You go to China, you still who you are. In Russia, you are still you. We are the same being under any circumstance that you are. In COVID time, you are the same that you are. In time of peace, you are the same that you are. In time of war, you are the same. Well-dressed, you are the same. In rugged, you are the same. We may feel good or bad. We may be hurting or in good countenance, we stay the same. What am I saying? You cannot become a tree with time. Wherever you are, you remain the same matter that He created. So we are bones, we are flesh, and we are blood. Every one of us, we need air and we need water to stay alive. We are all in time, and we get worn by time. One day we get born. We live a time more or less than others, but someday, we will die, because that's how it is. The world wants us to see it differently than the Bible wants us to see it. That's the problem right there. That's the problem right there. However, it's a universal truth and a universal fact. That time space and matter is our existence. If you contrast time to space, you will see that at no given time, human beings has lived anywhere but on earth. I feel God trying to tell us something. And I believe if you are listening to us right now, you ought to be careful to understand what God is trying to tell us. I will stop here and introduce another reading. And this is going to be in Genesis chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. And if Sister Evelyn would like to read it for us. Genesis chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. You can sit and read.
Okay. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 See, the Bible says that He created what first? The earth. And then he took it out of the waters. And then He started saying, it was beautiful. And He set the time, a day and a night. That is how He did it. He did not He did not just do it anyhow. He could have made the earth and a plateau somewhere. He made one earth. And listen, when he saw that everything was good, he did not stop until he made man. He did not stop until he made man. He did not make two. He did not make three. He did not make half. He made man. I'm not going to follow my notes right now because I feel like there is something he want to say, and I'm not sure what he want to say, but I'm going to let it out. Amen. I'm going to let it out.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want Sister Evelyn to read again verse 5 of Genesis 2. And I'm not talking fast because there is something that he wants you to know.
And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Hallelujah.
I want you to understand. The first part of this verse says that the plants of the fields and the herbs were not growing yet on the ground that God has made. And the reason was what? For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. That is the first reason. And the second reason is there was not a man to till the ground. I want to let you understand that God, after he made everything, he had rules for everything to live. Rules. He had regulation for everything to live. But there was two conditions for this to start. For all that lives on this earth to start living, there was two conditions. There was not a condition of riches. There was not a condition of any kind of selectivity. There was no. Only these two reasons. The weather and the man were not yet created. The weather and the man were not yet created. So everything was still dead. It wasn't existing yet. Hallelujah. The weather and the man were the absolute condition to be fulfilled before anything and everything started. Hallelujah. So what did he do? There was only the water that streams from the water from which he brought the earth up. That was the water that was doing what? Watering the ground. Watering the ground. There was no earth. There was no trees. There was no animals. That was how it was. Condition to all together be fulfilled was a man. But before the man, the weather. Let me continue. When he created a man, when he created a man, he said, that's Genesis. Chapter 1, verse 27. So, God created man in his own image. In his image, in the image of God, he created him. He created him male and female. It goes on to say in verses 28, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth. Listen to that. Fill the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea. Have dominion over the birds of the air. Have dominion over every living thing that moves on the earth. Dominion is given to man. It wasn't given to the weather. Dominion was given to man. The second set of the condition to be fulfilled so life would start to be life on earth. Are you following me? One earth, not two, not half of it. One earth, a set of men, the woman and the man. The blessings and the command was multiply, be fruitful. Subdue everything that I have created. Have dominion. Dominate all of it. Are you following me? My God, let us understand what you want to say. Because it looks like what I wrote is just too much, but you want to just say something. So Lord, let it come. Let it come true. Hallelujah. Dominion was given to man to dominate on everything, everything, everything. Amen. That moves on the earth. My brother, my sister, a bug, a virus has stopped human beings, sent them to hide. Are you hearing something here? Are you hearing anything here? The virus is 30 times smaller than the blood cell. God is speaking something, some here. Dominion was given to man. today. This dominion, man has used it to dominate who? To dominate who? Man! Man is using the dominion given to him to dominate on everything. And he turns it against who? Man. Against himself, not knowing. Because believe me, you are linked to me. You are linked to him. I am linked to him. He linked to me. He's linked to you. No matter the skin of the color of your skin. No matter your riches. Hey, the same bug, if it catches a rich person, it will contaminate a poor person. That bug, if it is in the lungs of a poor person, it will catch a rich person. Why? We are in one place. If we turn our dominion over things that we should dominate, if we turn our energy, everything that we have given by God, to dominate what he say we should dominate, we all are going to be safe. Dominion given to man will turn against man. Dominate over the beast of the sea. He turns it against his neighbor. He turns it against. I want to just attract your attention to one thing. One thing. The Bible is a book that says things exactly that God wants us to understand and live by. Listen to this thing. The Bible does not tell us too much about Adam and Eve. You know the color of their skin? You know their height? You know their weight? Now, men, we came to realize that we are tall and we want to look now to those who are not. We come to realize that we have money and we want to look down to those who are poor. We are on the same earth. I'm not following my notes anymore. If anybody wants the copy, I will make it for you. But I'm just saying it like he is putting it in me. Man, if your dominion is turned back to those things that God had told you to dominate, we will all be safe. But you want to dominate me. And I want to dominate you. So things are dominating us. Things that were not supposed to dominate us are dominating us. Nowadays in America, it's either you are a Republican or you are a Democrat. And the bug is killing Democrats as well as it's killing Republicans. You can be proud of being whatever you are. If this bug guts you, you're dead. In one place. Republicans wants to be those who are in the place dominating everyone else. And the bug is dominating all of us. Democrats are fighting to dominate over everything and everybody. And the bug is dominating us. Why? One accord. There is no one accord. Everybody wanna be. Believe me, the earth was given to the multiplied children of Adam and Eve. All of them. The earth was given to all of us together. Someone gets this earth to themselves, me alone, and push the others somewhere. Unfortunately, there is no other place but the earth for all of us. There is no other place. So it's just losing time, losing effort, and losing all the means. No one can eradicate a race on this earth. No one. If it were possible, there was no Jew anymore on this earth. There would be no Jew on this earth. No one. You can put down everyone that you can put down, but you cannot exterminate all of them. Unless you exterminate with yourself. It's just a loss of time. For no one is better than other. Why? Time will wear you out and you will go away. Just like everybody else. My mother used to say, a dead king is not different from a dead goat. A dead king is not different from a dead goat. So, why are we too proud? Why are we too proud? When you die, it's to the same ground. Recently, we have seen too much of turmoil around. And we have seen too much of reaction on one side and the other. Believe me, what I have said till now is just about what is the world. Now I'm coming in the church. I'm coming into the church where we know better, for he has taught us through his life the words that he says, the life example that he lived, and the commandment that he has given. And this is the only commandment that is like an envelope in which all the other commandments are put in. The love of one another. The love of one another. If you love me, you will not you will not steal from me. If you love me, you will not kill me. That's all the. If you love me, you will not harm me. If I love you, it will be the same thing. And that's where the dominion that was given us will work, and will work for the best of us. Go back to the Bible, you will see that Abraham lived how many years? And before Abraham, how many years people used to live? Thousands of years. Now you can't even reach 100. Why? Because your neighbor is not in one accord with you. Your neighbor. He wants you to go so he can get what he can get from you. Where is the love? The envelope contains everything. That envelope of the love is important. That's why Jesus gave it, and that's why he recommended it, and that's why he lived it, so we can see and emulate. If we cannot love one another, we will be dominating one another, and nobody at this point will be safe. You might be powerful enough to dominate me, but my cry will not let you sleep. You can have all the power to put me down. Unfortunately, as much as you feel pain, I feel pain. And I'm going to cry. I'm going to shout. I'm going to weep. You can't sleep. I don't know. People, if you hear me, don't think that I'm calling you names. But it is really dumb. Dumb to try to dismiss others and try to rise by your... Come on. You want to rise? Rise with me. Let's rise together. That's what the Bible wants us to do. Amen. You want to live better? Live with me. We are on the same earth. If you want to live better, and me, I'm not living well. Don't think that welfare is wrong. No, don't belittle me. I have to live. Because you are powerful, you dismiss me. I will do all I can to survive. And because you are powerful, you are dominating the seas. And you are dominating the skies. With the bit that I have, I'll try to dominate the neighborhood. Because I am restrained to less power, I am going to do all I can to survive. That's our problem. in church, the world is trying to create other places where they can put themselves and leave the others behind. Okay? They're trying to make a Facebook. It's a place. It's media. It's virtual. It's a place. They live in this place. You can think of it as a sensational place, but it's a place. And believe me, everybody want to live in this space also. that place becomes a one place for everybody. There is a movie called Coming to America. Coming to America. You were a prince somewhere. You come to America, nobody knows you. Nobody cares about you. In your place, that you call your place, it is linked to my place. Yeah. Your house is borrowed by somebody's house. And believe me, nobody created a place. God created a place. God created the earth. So what you call my place is too proud of you. You did not create it. God created it. God created it. And he did not create it for you to say it's my place and not the place of this one. No, that's not what he said. Your place, if even you bought it, you owe it to God. Are you paying to God the fact that he created the place? Church people, we do not have to go in the places that this world is creating to try to hide from the truth that we know from church. We do not have to go on the internet and forget that we learn at church that we have to love one another. We do not have to go on internet and forget that we are brothers and we are keepers of one another. Man. That's just the world. If you cannot tell me at church what you're telling me on the internet, something is not right. Let's be humble before God. Let's be humble before God. All right? Don't call anybody less than you. Don't call anybody unimportant. Don't call anybody not useful. The Creator did not call anybody that way. We are all the multiplied people from the Creator. We all are. And every one of us need this air and this water to remain alive. Don't try to suck the air out of somebody else's lungs. It's enough for every one of us. Don't try to subdue human beings. Subdue all that is moving on the earth. That's what God said. Subdue them. dominate those things. As soon as it is a human being, remember Jesus said he also is a son of Abraham. We all are sons and daughters of Abraham. All of us. And I love this book of, I love it. It just says that God is after my soul. He is after your soul. He is after any soul that ever lived on this earth. He is not after just Christians. If that was the case, Peter and all the disciples and those who were living around Jesus, they were gone. And there wouldn't be any kind of church on earth. He is not coming just. He's not just looking for Christians. That's why he sent us. That's why he said, go ye and make of all nations his disciples. He is the theme of reconciliation. He is the theme of reconciliation because men having broken a relationship with God, God came in Jesus to try to get all of us back. As soon as you understand that and you come back to God, don't play double game. Don't play double game. Give everything up. And believe me, he is not asking you that to make you poor. He's not asking you that to let anybody dominate you. He's not asking you to lay your life so you can stay dead. He said, if you lay your life for me, you will find it. But if you keep it to you, you will lose it. Some people think, my money, time will wear you out and your money. Some think, my knowledge, time will wear you out and you go. Remember, we are in that one place and nobody can get no one out of this place. You can kill it, it's going down. You can destroy it, it's going down to the earth. The Bible says so. We came from the dust and we're going back to the dust. If today it's me, it may be tomorrow your turn. But we all are going down there. And you, Christian, my brother, if he left us here, it's for us to continue what he came to start. He came to start reconciliation. And the Bible calls us the same thing. We are meant to reconcile people with God because he has approached us and he has reconciled us with God. We know it better. Don't hide in another place and try to be something else that you are not. You are a Christian. Meant to be somebody who gain people to God, not somebody who disparage people. Let your word be a word of reconciliation. Amen. Let your action be an action of reconciliation. Let everything you do with all your heart, let it be a thing that you do for reconciliation. Poverty is nothing. Riches are nothing. God is everything. Human knowledge is nothing. Human ignorance is nothing. God is everything. Your beauty is nothing because it will erode with the time. Your power over all the world is nothing. This God is everything because your power will erode. The example is, there's been so many power on this earth before we ever were born. You can get Egypt that was even close. Talk about the Roman. Talk about the English. And any power that was higher than the others never thought that they would find a day where they are no more a power. When Pharaoh was following the children of Israel, he didn't think one day Egypt would not be a power. He was the most powerful. Nebuchadnezzar, he was the most powerful. He did not care about whatsoever was happening around him. He was a power. And he did not think he would die. He did not think his power would diminish. Oh, we have this, oh, we have that. A bug, just a little virus, is teaching you that all your power is nothing. This God can do everything. And when he acts, out of everything, your power, your superiority, and your whatever you can show, it's nothing. We all have to be fearful about the powerful God that is above us. We have all to be scared about this God. If we don't, we are not wise. We're fools. We're fools. And the Bible says, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Yeah, but we dismiss it. We dismiss it. Oh, it's just the Bible. We read it and we quote it and we don't leave it. It is true. It is true. If you are not wise, you will get always in trouble. If you need wisdom, fear God. And there is nobody who knows this God better than you and I, Christians. I didn't preach what I wrote. I hope it brought something. I didn't preach it. Here it is. You can read it later. Maybe you can gain something out of it. But listen. We are fools if we don't go by the wisdom of God. We are fools. It hasn't changed nothing. Rich people get sick. Presidents, they get sick. I don't know why. A president in the White House can get sick. Why? He's on the top of tops. And what is even... Sometimes I think and I'm like, you dumb. If you say that, people are going to say you dumb. A doctor who knows everything about science and all the medication, he gets sick and he dies. So I'm not dumb. Dumb is he who do not see that and who do not reflect on the God that I fear. Dumb is he who thinks that he can do everything and he has everything in end of control. That's God. And my friend, I'm talking now to those who do not have the privilege that you sitting here and you at home have. The privilege of knowing that Christ is the response to all our questions, to all our quests. Christ is the answer. Christ is the answer. Hallelujah. I don't have time to tell you why he is the answer, but I know that if you knew me, you would say, Christ is the answer. Bad boy, I was. Now, I'm preaching the gospel. Let me just put it like that. Now, let me tell you something. Don't be fooled. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help nobody. Come to Jesus. You will help yourself and you will help everybody. Jesus wants you to turn your life around and make you somebody. We have a number here. You are home and you're listening to us. Call 248-249-6445. I'm sorry, I always mix this number. It is 608-249-6445. And if you want us to go through the Bible with you, at your convenience, at the place that you will choose, so you understand it properly before you go to your grave. And the time is now. For the time is God. You don't know tomorrow. I don't know tomorrow. Call this number. 608-249-6445. Ask to understand better what we're talking about. And we'll help you. What I can tell you, my brother, my sister out there, asking yourself, why is that this African guy is standing there and talking like a fool? I'm not a fool. I'm a wise person because I chose the side of God. I chose the side of God. And that's why I can talk without fear. That's why I can talk without fear. You go out there and talk. If you're not covered by God, we'll see. I'm covered by God. Amen. Death is not a threat to me. It's a homegoing. If it is today, I'm going home. If it is tomorrow, I'm going home. But you, do you know where you're going? You don't. And the science tells you, no, there is nowhere to go. There is no God. That's fool too. That's too fool. It's not wise. Because you don't know the real beginning of things. You were not there. You keep discovering things and you say there is no God. It's fool. To me, it is fool. I'm sorry. Don't. It's just fool. Because I don't understand how a son is there. I don't. If you understand, maybe you are God. If you don't understand, be like me, wise. Attribute it to God and look for this God. So call 608-249-6445. We will help you understand better. May the Lord, our God, bless the hearer. May he help the hearer to be a doer. May he help the doer to be a richer. May he help the rich to be wise. So those who are rich by him will become wise. But this world, it is going away. It is not our destination, our final destination. If it were, nobody would die. If it were the final destination, my grandpa would still be living. My father would still be alive, and my mother. I love them all. They're gone. It's not our destination. And passing away, people say, whenever you die, it's over. No, that's not true either. That's not true either. You don't know how you came. You don't know how you came. Yeah, it's a sperm and a what that came together. How did this sperm and this oval or whatever is, how did it start? It's fool to just stop at a beginning and say, yeah, I know it. That's fool. It's not wise. So my brother, make it to the right way. Make it to the right way. May the Lord bless you. I'm sorry I took too much, but it's the word of God. I didn't even preach what I wrote. May God bless you. May the Lord, our God, bless you.